Hello.
I didn't even get a battle buddies in because I'm wandering around
aimlessly.
Can I have a water, please?
Welcome, everyone.
Hello. Greetings.
We are super prepared.
Yeah. Wild
Mount. Yeah.
Wild Mount. Woo!
Yeah.
Party!
Woo. Thank you.
You're welcome. Within the, actually, little announcement, within the next, like, 6-8 weeks, me and Jen briefly spoke about it. I will clue in these guys on our break, or perhaps later this evening. We do hope to bring you guys some new stuff with the new year coming up. I know we're running a bunch of different series right now. You know, we've got, in total, Wild Mount, COS, G&E, Call to Battle, and Chaos.
That's all?
Yeah.
When's the last time we did it, Call to Battle?
A month ago or so?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah.
So we do hope that with the new year coming that we can bring you guys some new stuff, broadening our horizons a bit, and keeping it spoiler-free, that perhaps you might see a series or two go away and a new one or two come in. Jen and I have had some ideas brewing that we've been spitballing, and we hope that we can bring it to you guys as soon as 5-ish, 6 weeks would be January, first week.
Yeah,
5-6 weeks.
Seasonal update, too.
Yes, we will have a winter update coming to you guys shortly.
I'm out of Starburst.
Oh, no.
The world is fucking
George
ending.
Run.
The gas station.
Take us off, Mr. Puzzled Man.
Absolutely. So we last left off.
Dancing.
Okay.
Within 10 seconds of the fucking session.
His name is Dancing.
Okay.
Great. He's writing it down.
Dancing.
He is.
All right. So we last left off with the gold dragon dropping you guys off on the island, and that's where you heard this big roar, this bellow of sheer pain and agony. Yeah.
Oh, shit!
And as you guys hear that, you recognized it from the night previous, and were brought to your knees by this green wave of energy. This force, and with that force, everything became more overgrown around you. Flowers got taller, vines stretched further, grass got up to your knees, or in Felix's case, up to his chest.
Yeah.
And you guys started running toward the Greek-looking temple.
Just using my ears as radar.
Complete overgrown in vines, leaves, moss.
Eric just put the best mental image in my head of Felix just like angling his ears. Like magnetized. No, it was really funny you brought that up. I know I'm deteriorating already. That I have something coming up in COS that I was trying to like give you guys like a gauge on how tall it is. And I wanted to say, yeah, it's about, like, waist length. And I was like, shit, what about Zeke? Like, wait.
That'd be mid-chest.
I just include the full description and then the...
Yeah. No, like, you know, I dealt with this with Garrett, with Four Fingers, with Ozzy, with Finn. You know, I'm not new to this.
It's tickling your nose hairs.
Trim those hairs, then.
Okay, so I'm going to... just like nudge Felix towards where that is. Come on. This is like your thing. Felix.
Yeah, I start 50-toeing.
Are you sure?
Can't you go invisible? Don't you just like go scout? Take a peek. Or we leave Mercy here for a minute. You go around one side, I'll go around the other. And we can both, you know, survey the area real quick.
I do hit.
I'm pretty light on my feet.
Yeah, I'll go.
Because there was like
turn
that big...
Turn myself invisible and walk towards...
Walk or run?
Walk, just be careful.
Yeah, because it's like that big temple thing, right?
Yeah. I don't want to be tripping on the grass.
Does the structure have any windows?
No.
Okay, so...
It's like a coliseum, almost. Or not a coliseum,
okay,
but like
yeah.
a pantheon.
I'll hang back with Mercy, then. Because I don't think we would have to, you know, go around both sides. I think just inside. You going in while you're invisible.
Anybody check for traps before he even decided to start?
He can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't started moving. I've just literally checked
in.
So how far is your movement?
30 feet?
I think you're at 35. Your sheet's kind of different from mine.
35, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay, so it's going to take a while. Because it is pretty far away. Like I said, this island stretches miles long.
What if I throw a minor haste on you?
Why don't we just get all closer? Because we are pretty far away from him.
I know, that's what I'm saying. What if I throw a minor haste on him? Because we don't know what's in there. We don't want to alert. You know, if it could be something to, like, eat our faces. We don't want to just be, like, walking meat towards it. That Felix, you go around one side, I'll go around the other. Mercy, you stay put. Try not to burn anything down.
I hate you.
Could Felix and I just kind of split up? You know, we could both roll investigates or something to just take a closer look around.
The temple or the...
The temple.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So me too? Okay. Do you want a stealth check from me first? Because I can't go invisible.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you don't need a stealth check.
Thank goodness. 18.
I will take a dex check from you though. 18?
18.
Seem pretty quiet.
Wonderful. Is that a nat 20?
It is.
Wow!
Fantastic. You don't get ensnagged by all of the weeds and grass and vines.
Woo!
Okay. Secondly, would you like an investigate as I'm going around the temple?
Are you looking for anything specifically?
Yeah, I want to see if there's another possible way in other than like a front door or double doors, whatever it would be, because I imagine it's pretty big. Or, yeah, you know, another way in, you know, secret passage, hidden path type thing.
Sure.
Okay. Cool. That is a hot start. 27.
So it is blocked by a cliff face. It's basically built into a, like, a hill.
Damn you, my aura.
But you can see, since it is very pantheon-esque, it's just enclosed by pillars. So you can easily walk through them.
Oh, shit, and I can't see where Felix is because he's invisible. All right, I'll just hold tight and wait until I see Felix, because he's invisible. I'll wait until I see him or he nudges me or something.
Okay.
So you're around back?
Yeah.
What did you want to do?
I'm going to...
And I can message you when something happens.
Through the front door.
Front door?
Yeah.
All right.
And see what I can see.
Sure. Give me a perception check.
Another nat 20. Damn. Tried to will it into existence.
Is that a 9 or a 6?
That's a 9. That's a 6. It's by the bar. That's underneath it. Mm-hmm. See on the 6? Mm-hmm. It's like the Uno cards.
You said
that's the way I learned it.
13.
You can't see too much without going in further, but you do notice this place is very overgrown. It's the light outside, it's nothing compared to in here. You got vines coming in from outside and wrapping around the entire place.
It's like a jungle.
Kinda, yeah. So if you want her to move forward, you can give me another perception check.
Yeah, I'm going to.
And infuse all of your movement then.
18.
Okay, so going 35 feet closer, you slowly approach in being cautious, and you see a lone Hearsam sitting weakly in his throne, made from wood, vines, and white marble. He sits wrapped in his own vines, gasping between labored breaths.
Hmm.
He's got no fields since there. Oh. He's a deity. He's got to have, like, true sight or something. Tremor sense.
Yeah, but he's also, you know, dying.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped my invisibility. So you can see me.
Well, you've got about 60 feet in between you, so... We'll see if he notices. He does. Alex.
Here, Sam. And I move another 35 feet closer.
What are you doing here?
Here to save you.
I don't think I can be saved anymore.
Why do you say that?
Look at me, my boy. I'm in my own vines.
And what's caused all of this to begin?
The toxins that are released on my world, they're poisoning me. I draw my power from this world, and it's dying. So in turn, I am dying.
Who put these toxins?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I was just looking for something. It wasn't in there. Okay.
Frenzy visited me. He's trying to help me as well.
He's a good guy.
He's trying to help you.
That dude that stole my boot?
He doesn't like the farewell dying either. Says he has plans for it. Says he can't have them die yet.
Yeah. Has he been around recently?
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
He was here a week ago. Probably around the time you guys arrived.
Did he say where he was going?
Let me see if he did. As he's thinking, he just... And he, like, hovers his hand over his own throat and just shouts, Killian and Mercy, come in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring out my copper wire because I'm a bit ahead of Mercy. It's here, Sam.
I know. Let's go in.
Okay.
I walk in.
As I'm walking up to here, Sam, can I do a medicine check on him?
Sure. What do you want to know?
If spare the dying, cure wounds, healing potions, restoration, magic, if any of that would actually have any effect on them.
Sure.
If any of it would even help in the first place.
Wow, you look like crap.
That is ugly. Thanks. 11.
The same.
I'm not much of a medicine guy here, but I tried.
Can I try?
With disadvantage.
Sure.
Sure.
No, I don't.
There's a chance. No, I guess not. Okay.
Can I tell what kind of poisons are seeping in?
Poison?
That doesn't help.
I have no idea. It's old and it hurts. That's all I know.
Can you tell in by... Can you sense where it could be possibly focused in?
Originating?
Yes.
Frenzy said that he was going to investigate in the Never Fields.
Ever or never?
Never.
Far as that from here?
All one word. Maybe a mile or two journey. On foot, anyway. But I guess if you fly, and he points at Killian, your wings expand. You might make it there sooner.
I can try. I'm not feeling too hot myself either, pal. Sir. I don't have any reason not to trust him. Sure, yeah, I just walk right on up. I have no reason not to believe the dude. Sir?
4 points of bludgeoning as he slaps you across the face.
I tried to switch it to your majesty, but I wasn't fast enough.
As you are slapped, you see, you feel like, you can actually see, like, where his handprint left.
Yeah.
You can see it glow green and seep into your skin. And you can all see his veins start glowing green and then turn yellow and fade.
What the hell?
Killing, your eyes are cold again.
You doing okay? You got a little bitch slap there.
How do I feel?
You feel like you gained a little bit of a power up. Like, a little bit of grace was returned.
Yeah, do I feel like it's temporary or permanent?
As soon as he dies, it dies.
I want to keep this motherfucker alive even more time.
Come on, let's head to the Netherfield.
All right, great. Mr. Sam, your majesty, sir. Oh, how do you address a god?
I'm a lesser god.
Understood. This frenzy figure, we've been on a bit of a wild goose chase of him, for him, quite some time. That's one of the reasons why we are primarily here as well. Not to eavesdrop, but it did appear that in your conversation with him, he said yet. He doesn't want or need you dead yet. To me, that could possibly maybe insinuate he could be attempting to dethrone you. Do you trust this figure? Should we trust him?
If he wanted to dethrone me, he would have done it.
Okay.
Especially with the state.
He's very strong. He's not going to go after a lesser deed like myself.
I'm still just trying to feel out Frenzy, because I still don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. No.
How about we
figure that out when we see him, because I think we should just go to the fields.
Because we're on that floating island, right? So if we would go to the edge of it, we would have, like, bird's eye view, right?
Yeah, relatively.
I mean, I wouldn't even need to fly much. It'd be just gliding.
Felix, cut these vines off my arms.
I grab my daggers and I just start cutting the vines off.
Give me a performance.
A dirty 20.
Fantastic. So you cut all the vines perfectly, they all fall. And he extends around his neck, pulling off a string, a cord. And he lifts up, and you can see from emitting from his chest comes out, and in front of you, his lyre. Use it. Save me. Save you.
I reach up and I grab his lyre.
Bring it back when you're done. You now have your Sam's lyre for his fiddle, violin, whatever. It has 3 charges. Let me know when you need more information, because there's a little bit here.
Okay.
So it has the following spells on it that can be cast once. There's Psychic Scream.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The saving throw is Intelligence, and it's 25. It's a ninth level spell.
Saving throw. And you said that was, what, 25?
25, yeah. Intelligence.
Yeah, you know, like this number?
Yeah.
That's your stamp save, is my guess. 25, where yours is 16. Yep.
Gotta love deities.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Foresight.
I saw something naughty.
Yeah, you did. Shut up. And then there's one called Overgrowth. The Melody of Hearsam. This one is a strength saving throw. DC also 25.
And there was no saving throw for the foresight?
No. You just cast it.
Okay.
Do you need to know what these do?
I'll just look them up.
Okay. It's the last one is a special one, so you can't look it up. But I will tell you what it is when you want to use it.
Okay.
It is an AoE. So, area of effect. Very, very broad. Probably the last thing you want to use. All right.
I can feather fall you, so you could literally just like jump off the edge, and I will have Felix with me. I'll glide next to you, so if I need to recast it, I can. That, you know, I'll just slow myself down to be at pace with the feather fall. Mm-hmm. That you'll essentially just be descending in slow motion while I have Felix with me.
Sounds good to me. Okay.
You don't know what I named my document.
I read like the first 8 words and I was like, I know where this is going.
Alright, poison. The poison for Hearsam. The poison chosen especially to kill Hearsam. Hearsam's poison. That poison.
Alright, so we can all get off the floating island to the Never Fields. I am putting a feather fall on Mercy so she can essentially just jump off the edge of the floating island, and I will glide down with Felix on me, so if I need to recast Featherfall on Mercy to ensure she doesn't plummet to her death, I will just keep pace with her instead of taking Felix and I all the way down.
So you're going to glide with her?
Whee!
Side by side her.
Okay.
Yeah. Essentially, it's just a slow motion descent while I'm just with Felix being, okay. It's taking a while.
So, Hearsam did point in the direction that you guys needed to go. The way that he pointed, you can tell it's very tundra-esque, very cold. As you are floating down, you see it's very mountainous. It's very rocky. There's a lot of snow. There's a lot of very large, weird things sticking out from the ground. You're not sure what they could be. From the distance. Torus. But you also do see, like, kind of a trail, like mm-hmm. a cart path, if you will. Like, okay. goods have to
a
go
A wagon.
Yeah.
Caravan.
So, performance check from Killian.
And I only have inspiration.
You have a plus one on your wing.
Oh, that's back!
That is back.
This is a fantastic day. I am super hyped. So, because of the plus one, that's a dirty 20.
Fantastic.
Otherwise, it would have been a 19.
So, you visualize a spot on the ground where you want to glide.
Visualize and attack.
Really?
Do you want it to be a 15? So, you visualize the spot, and you glide to it perfectly fine. You're very confident yeah. in your wings.
And Mercy's been good.
Yeah.
Feather falling.
And
okay.
Mercy's just like,
the whole, for 60 seconds, yeah. you just think you're going to die, but then...
I don't think you've ever used feather fall before, so yeah, I feel like that would be the case.
Yeah.
If you're not used to being off the ground. Yeah.
That's
well,
why
she has. It's been long enough. You're gonna scream.
No, that's why I have it just in case that like my wings like give out or something. I you know last second just pop a feather and
yeah.
circumvent some fall damage.
I look at the wings and I say, please don't fail.
So you're on the ground.
This is the best I've felt about them in a while.
It is turning nighttime, so if you'd like to hunker down for the night, Cam. Do something.
We should.
Or you could trudge on through the night if you want.
I need a rest so I can get some of my spell slots back. And my health. My phone?
Mm-hmm. Not gonna share with the class?
Not yet. If you guys want to do something, go ahead. I'm gonna be a second.
This probably isn't a bad idea.
I'm gonna start unrolling my bedroll.
Oh, do you guys both want to rest? Okay, never mind.
If you want to stay up, go ahead.
I'm thinking, how could we move Mercy and have her be asleep?
Why?
It's like the parent trap.
Yeah.
Who has rope?
If we had like a dog sled or something, you know, just put you on, go to sleep, and all.
Zeke went through all of his rope.
Did my rope burn up when we were... volcano?
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm out. I don't have anything.
Probably something we should pick up once we get into town or something.
Your grapple hooks are very in.
If you don't want me to rest, we can just keep going.
Well, no,
I'll survive.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're actually my issue right now. That sounds bad. It's just, you know, Felix can just, like, sleep on my shoulder and I can walk. You know,
I
that's
will be fine.
Fine
without a rest.
Well, what's your health? What's your...
Health is fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
yeah,
top
that's
it
what
off,
I'm saying.
It's fine.
Well, you can just roll hit dice.
Yeah,
you know,
could.
I can do the same thing. We have Felix rest. And we just... both take a hit of exhaustion to guarantee that we get all this done in time.
Sure.
Because the clock is still ticking.
Mm-hmm.
That he's down to 2.5 days. By morning, he'll be down to 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we essentially have 48 hours for Felix and here Sam not to die.
Mm-hmm.
If we kill some of those 48 hours with an 8-hour-long rest, time is all fucky here. That 8 hours will be more like 10 to 12 hours.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
That's a third of the time they both have left.
Mm-hmm. This is
okay. Okay, Felix, hop on.
Up, piece.
So, you... torn between dancing and uppies. How would you even spell uppies?
U-P-P-I-S.
U-P-P-I-E-S.
Let's just go with dancing. Uppies is weird to fucking type out. It is. Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong. Okay, it is.
So take your spell slots and your max hit points. Because you're getting a full rest in. And me and you will both take a hit of exhaustion. That means I can't flip my coin. Okay, so I'll just stick with my initiative. I really like the movement, but I'll just stick with my initiative.
I feel like it'd be a great idea to get some rest.
Even
I resist that urge.
Okay.
I know it's against my better judgment for my own health, but he is a rapidly paced ticking clock.
Yeah.
In the Feywild, that's not very long.
I mean,
it's all 2 days. Fucky here, so exhaustion, buddy.
I'm already exhausted. Sure.
Okay. So me and Mercy are gonna stay up, keep going, and yeah, I'll just carry Felix along. We can take turns.
You know, honestly, you could probably sleep in her arms.
Like, create you like a little baby.
Or just over the back.
I mean, I haven't used that many spells. I rolled one single hit dice. I got like fucking 7 more of them. I'm fine.
How are you on sorcery points?
Not the best.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I thought.
You know, just climb up into her arms.
You do know I'm only like 5'5", right?
Yeah.
Oh, but super strong.
Like an Amazonian.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
I'll be fine. And I can
Are you sure? Yeah. I can piggyback ride you too.
No, and I can take this time to attune to this fancy thing, and I show that like
Are
dragon.
Are you just being stubborn
because
you don't
want to
be carried by a girl?
This, what year is it? It's 2022 here, Mercy.
So let her carry.
Gender is
okay,
not an
issue.
Okay,
then come
here.
I won't cradle you like a baby.
I would rather stay up. There are some things I want to accomplish, some things I want to think about. I can take this time to attune to this fancy thing that Mr. Dragon gave me.
His ear.
Okay.
Like, is my head on top of his head, or is it...
I would say you're like
a cat wraps around.
Yeah, I was gonna say that first, but then I was just like, you know what? Fox pelts work the best. You know how like
I get ready.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'd say you're like next to his chin.
I'm going to curl up a little bit tighter so I'm by his ear.
Okay.
And instead of sucking on my thumb, I'm going to start sucking on the ear roll.
Yeah! Performance check.
Like a little baby. Just.
Shit.
Burn this guy.
I am.
Oh, no. On a stupid fucking performance check. This game is serious.
17.
It's super serial.
You get a very sloppy, wet.
For hours.
Seductive.
Roman has tried sucking on George while he was sleeping.
Yeah. And then the few times when he was really little, when he was awake, he would realize, wait, there's no boobies here, and then he'd get mad at me. And he'd like start slapping my chest like, what's wrong with you? I want some milk. Where is it, Dad? But he was really young. He was on your back. And he was really confused.
Oh,
do you remember
right, yeah.
why the boobies aren't there? Because it was Jen's back. It's like he was in the right spot, but it's like,
you got it. We were in front of your parents,
yeah.
too.
360, my guy.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I mean, when he was real little, he tried to nurse off my mom, your mom, I think Nora one time.
Yeah, it's definitely like.
Well, when they're like under.
He's hungry.
When they're like under a year and they're breastfed, anything that looks like it, they'll try. That's why I was saying with Danny, he would be like the Milky Queen.
Where were we?
I was sucking on his robe.
Give me a Constitution saving throw.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh,
that's very
good.
21.
Damn it, you beat it.
14 plus 7.
It's a very nice suck.
Great. All right, so in this...
In your ear, you just hear...
Yep.
Twirling it with the tongue.
So, since Mercy and I are staying up, I'm going to take some of the time to attune to the new dragon orb amulet thing. that I got from Yorm. That was the name, right? Yorm? Yeah. Yep. And because it's nighttime, I'm going to hopefully, beyond Mercy's judgment, hopefully, bring out that Ayun book that I rented from the library, try to time my motions according to the moonlight, and wait until Mercy is also standing in the moonlight, so it's like hitting her amulet to Ayun, and try to throw out a Ayun prayer. But under my breath, hopefully it's cold, because snow does suck up noise. I learned that. Or not even out loud, just like, yeah, just like in my head, start reciting anything I can recall from that book to try and open a ley line of communication between Ayun and myself.
Sure, make me a religion with advantage.
Because I took notes on that fucking book I rented from the library. It's worth it. It's worth it. I'll burn it. I don't care. That's better. 19.
Okay. The moon isn't entirely in view. It's very clouded.
Yeah, today. I'm trying to judge.
But off of. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You make a connection.
This is going to be a very short one because I don't think I rolled very well, and I think Killian would pick up on it. And this isn't my deity. Okay, so I'm just going to, not even out loud, just in my head. Hey, I know you don't know me. I'm going to make this short and sweet because I know you're busy. Just don't give up on her. I'm working on it. Don't give up on Mercy. That's it.
Okay.
No persuasion check. I'm good.
There was a connection, but you don't feel like anybody's really there.
That's okay. I'll talk to myself. I've done weirder stuff before.
It's weird because, like, you made the connection.
Yeah.
You felt the presence, but, like, it was like a brick wall was in between you.
Hmm.
Probably because you're not one of hers.
Or because the plane that we're on.
Can we take our break early? It's like 10 minutes till 3.
Yeah. Just give me 1 second. As I kind of feel that brick wall, I'm going to... If a sleight of hand check is needed for Mercy to not see it, I will happily do one. I'm going to bring out that hag orb.
If you do not want her to see it, then yes.
Correct. Sleight of hand it is. Or stealth. Which one?
Just sleight of hand.
Oh, modifier is not bad. Oh,
like
it's because I was a fucking shithead no, before, so I'm
seven,
proficient.
One.
Yeah, 14.
14. You can roll a perception check.
What? Motherfucking titty sucker.
So you just see Killian like look at you like this. And then just back, and then...
What you doing?
And then he pulls out this orb.
No, like, I'm gonna think she's not looking, and then, like,
yeah.
Have the orb look up at her, like, red-handed.
Why do you have the orb?
What orb?
Find out next time on Track.
Oh my god.
Take a break there.
We'll see you all in just a second. If Jen can figure out how to pause recording. Tequila! Whiskey!
Here, I'll take my DM inspiration.
Yeah, we had such a nice little cliffhanger there, and then we just ruined it.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Soiled it.
Okay. Now it's recording. So, left off with, you know, kind of hidden that, like, god wall of not being able to really
communicate. Spear in your hand.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Nothing.
Why'd you take out that ball out?
What ball?
Can I knock it out of his hand?
You look and there's no ball. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks, buddy.
You can if you want.
Yes.
Make a deck save.
Okay.
Not 20.
Not bad.
Just give me a string.
Ooh, it's gonna be close. It's gonna be close.
14.
15!
So you knock it a little, and it does pop out of his hands, but, like, he grabs it.
Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants catch. No, even though it might fuck with me a little bit, I just want to get an answer to something. So, if you don't mind, I will be right behind you. Leave me alone with my ball.
I'm just going to turn around and start walking away.
I need some alone
him.
Time with my ball.
You're going to walk the other way.
No, just where we were headed, but just having my back to him.
You're going to walk forward.
Yes.
Crazy.
Well, I was
concept.
Facing him, so I would have to turn around.
Yeah. Well, no, you're walking side by side.
Oh, were we? I thought he was behind me. Okay.
No, well, now I am. And I'm going to attempt to muster up that vision that I had of that weird blood ritual type thing with Scar. Shake it like an eight ball.
Work! You stare into it.
Knock on it.
Misty ball.
Hello, is anyone there?
This thing is stupid. No, just put it back.
I would have laughed so hard if, like, an image appeared right when you put it away.
Don't you roll anything. And I think over the course of... Oh, shit. Over the course of that time, I think I'm good now. I'm just going to flick one of my Tamora coins to help pass time.
Are you done playing with your boring. Ball?
Yeah, I'm playing with my coin now.
No.
If there's anything you want to do over the next, like, 4 hours now.
I just want to get there.
Get where?
Say 3 hours. You guys have been walking a while.
To the field!
I thought we were in them.
No, not yet.
Okay.
It's like 2 miles.
Let's work our way there.
What do you think we're doing?
I'm just following you.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
It's very frightening to hear your parents fight when you wake up.
Because then you wonder what you did when you were asleep.
Poor Ryan. Actually, when I texted him about the news, I called him like the fifth or sixth favorite now. Because he was like the fourth favorite. Then I bumped him down to five or six now.
Oh, God, I remember when he was the 11th.
Yeah. So he was like, why did I drop again? And then I got to tell him.
Why did I drop again?
Gosh damn it.
Well, it wasn't until like what, a month ago or 2 months ago, he was still like this innocent little puppy to Jen, and then you guys were fucking with me over Discord and he was sending all these like really raunchy gifs and Jen was right behind me that she finally saw. And I was like, I told you he's a fucking shithead.
Why would we ever fuck with George?
Yeah, no, never. We're angels.
Yeah.
Styler's the worst when it's Discord.
That well, I believe.
That's so true.
It's my element.
It really is. Like, he has home field advantage.
I do.
I'll just get the notifications on there. Oh, new message. I'm not looking, it's Styler.
Just swipe down, oh, it's Styler. Swipe back up. Anyways, Mercy, is there anything you're doing?
What's that? Oh, it's the arm.
Is there anything you want to do?
No, I'm just like beelining to wherever we have to go.
You don't want
to
pray to anyone?
No.
Okay. Don't want to burn any.
Yes, actually,
house
down? I do.
Oh, okay. You do want to burn a house down. Okay.
Not the house! I want to pray.
Perhaps kill a puppy?
It was on accident. Okay.
Sure, it was an accident.
I need to find the animal god and apologize.
I'm just gonna ask for...
Would it be here, Sam?
Guidance to... Sorry to him? No, not guidance. More like protection. Yes.
Okay.
Because...
I was gonna say yes.
I don't know, I just...
Are you looking for clairvoyance or protection?
Protection. Just quick prayer. Say, just help me protect my friends and I as we go face whatever this thing is that is poisoning Felix's god.
Make me a religion check with advantage.
Natural 20. I'm actually rolling good today.
So, as you finish and you...
Climax.
You continue to step forward.
He said finish.
You look at the ground as you're walking, because, you know, it's beginning to become a little difficult of terrain.
Mm-hmm.
And snowy, even. And so, as you look down, you notice a shimmer in the moonlight against your... skin.
Hmm.
It's, you see purple start to envelop you. And you look around, you look at Killian and Felix, they have the aura too.
Oh, cool.
All of your ACs are bumped by 3.
For how long?
24 hours.
Ooh. Yay.
Yay. Are you gonna do more stupid shit?
No, but hey.
Like, you need to think about it.
A piece of advice, when you ask for protection, I believe in this era, this age of time, we use, like, sheepskin or wool. And I just follow.
Can I just... Oh my god.
Insane chicken?
Can I just punch him?
No.
No.
Condoms aren't invented.
Oh,
yet.
Shut up.
Haggis.
As dawn comes, can I slowly pull the Felix nippings off his ear?
I'm sure. Surprised he hasn't stopped, like, how he passes. He would just pass out and let go.
Buddy.
You feel like getting a lot colder.
Like a baby.
And I'm gonna point ahead. We can probably see the Neverfields not too far off now.
I just wrapped up farther.
The terrain you're in is now snowy.
Look!
Wake up!
I just flap one ear going.
Oh, I need to remage armor myself.
You crack open an eye and it's just white. You get basically flat bang.
Right,
it's all snow.
I'm thinking to myself, oh.
We are exhausted.
You were late. You died. Okay, back to sleep.
Because of the lack thereof of the long rest, I have half of my sorcery points. Half. It will be fun to figure this out.
You're smart.
I think that's the first time you've ever said that to me.
You do see a cliffside nearby. Seems to have a cave in it.
Oh. Can I find a rock or a pebble or something on the ground to cast a light on and approach and toss it in to get an idea of the interior?
Snowball.
We can have a snowball fight.
A yellow snow.
No, we shouldn't snowball fight. We gotta save a lesser deity.
It's drizzling down here.
Yeah, now he's finally awake at the idea of a snowball fight.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Get to the source of this shit?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking the cave could be like a passage through the mountain to get to the fields.
I need a constitution save from Luther.
17.
12.
Killian, you feel fine. Mainly, you've done this before. You've had to do stakeouts before.
Yeah.
So you're used to staying up. However, you both suffer from a point of exhaustion,
yep.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But Mercy, you are having trouble keeping your eyes open.
Oh, so like me now.
Yeah. Except worse.
Shit.
Every blink is like closer to slumber.
Man, I am tired.
I'm going to cast Mage Hand and have it cover in front of her face to keep her eyes open.
How long does that spell last?
I mean, it's a cantrip, so I can just spam it. A minute.
A minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, start a timer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cantrip, so I'll just keep going. Every 60 seconds, just, oh, it's gone.
Or it can be like you would fall asleep with my eyes open.
So you feel like a spectral force, like basically tape your eyes open.
Thanks.
Is that better?
Actually, kind of.
It's, your eyes are feeling really bad with the snow hitting them.
I'll deal with it.
I would like to cast Conjure Coffee Pot.
At ninth level.
Where was that?
Do
nice?
I succeed? Cave. Let's go through.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Sure.
Great.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start walking in front of Mercy towards the cave entrance.
Okay. You are a bit slowed.
That's fine.
Due to the terrain.
That's fine. I can minor haste.
I've been affected by terrains.
I know.
So, would he... I'll just walk slower just
yeah,
so...
Yeah, you would actually pass him.
Yeah, I would just walk slower.
I'll just follow her trail.
Sure.
That'll work better.
Into the little cave?
Yeah, I'll just tap, like, your sword or something for a light cantrip. Oh, it's like a torch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magic white torch.
I'm just keeping him warm by his finger.
So what exactly are we looking for?
Give me a,
the Neverfields.
Well, yes, I know the Neverfields, but when we get there, what are we looking for? Frenzy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we still gotta suss out if he's a good dude or a bad dude. It's
17.
Hard to tell.
Or he's neutral.
How badly would you say you have to poop?
What a question.
You just, like, slowly leave droplets out so don't get stuck on Killian.
With every footstep from Killian, every trudge, I was going to make one pebble fall out.
Ground is kind of sticky. Oh, no, it's cold. Oh, so it's like little, like, frozen
little
cocoa pebbles.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, they're more shaped like almonds, if anything.
Great.
Oh.
Don't worry, I'm not shitting on you yet.
Good. As Mercy,
the other end.
As Mercy makes her way in there, I'm going to just tap her longsword for a light cantrip, so it's like you have your own magic torch.
Man, you've been sober for so long.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's also making you sick.
Before you start twitching.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Into the cavern.
Yeah.
It doesn't extend very far. It goes maybe about 40 feet in. Is there anything you want to do?
You're leading.
Can I just look to see if there's any traps ahead of us?
It's only a 40-foot room.
Oh.
Yeah. You can see...
It could be the most heavily guarded 40-foot room.
It's... Okay, so it's like if you saw like a mountainside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a hole in it.
No passage through it at all?
No.
Oh. So we should just leave and get... go around... I'll go against, like, the cave walls and just see if I can find anything maybe someone
snuck something in there.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to do.
I'm going to use a point. That was a three. And now it's a one.
I'll do
so
that.
So never mind. I will not.
But you did not just roll a two and a one.
Yeah. But you rolled a 19.
So my investigation check while she's busy fucking around.
Pretty rough.
Is 28.
Something I would say if I was in the game.
With a 28, you find no traps, but you do find a torn-up bedroll, a old campfire with a a stick and a cooking pot underneath it, kind of Skyrim-esque.
Yeah.
And you do find a pocket watch.
Okay, so this was somebody's campsite. Judging by the bedroll, something attacked them.
Might have been Frenzies. He was here.
Can I put an Arcana check on the pocket watch?
Sure. With your investigation being actually so fucking high.
19 plus 9.
You do find you see a very tiny piece of paper underneath the bedroll. And you pull it out, and you see a picture of a unicorn. It's more of a sketch, but you can see that it's so refined, it looks almost realistic.
Yeah, does it look healthy?
No.
Is there a signature on the paper?
No, this unicorn looks dead. Like you can see wounds and,
That's what Killian's thinking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you would have to help you do that kind of weird stuff.
Was it a drawing or is it like a...
I'm going to pass it to Mercy. And Arcana check the watch.
Sure.
So you can try and suss out anything with that.
Is there any signature on the drawing indicate who drew this?
Give me an investigation.
Arcana's 19.
What do you want to know?
Just if it's magical, if it's enchanted, if it could have been.
So it does have a hint of Arcana on it. You're not sure really what it is, but you can tell that it's not corresponding to Feywild time.
16.
No signature.
Damn.
No, I'm wondering if possibly this was Frenzy's camp and he was keeping track.
That's what I just said.
Oh. Well, perhaps he was keeping track of the time on another plane, because I think at some point we heard about him messing around with rifts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What would he want with a...
Or maybe it's from when he was back.
But what would he want with the unicorn?
There are great benefits for many things, especially spells.
If I may. Scratching the skin or something.
He's not a dog.
Well, no, I mean, like, anybody would scratch and sniff. I mean, you know, just try and suss something out with that while I fuck with this watch.
Can I do a history check on this to see if I recognize if this symbolizes anything?
What, the pocket watch?
No, the unicorn.
Yeah, picture. Yeah, he's got the paper, I got the watch.
You can try.
Can I look further into the area of the cave, I guess, to see if I can find where this person went.
Oh, like track them?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, give me a survival.
18.
18 for history?
Mm-hmm. On the unit.
You were born in the Feywild. From, a very young age, you got taken to the material plane. You recall unicorns being present in the Feywild, but you also know they have more of a history in the celestial plane. You're not quite sure why there's a picture of one dead. because you know it's a big sin. Like, only pure evil would kill a unicorn.
I rolled a 21.
For
the survival. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see a trail heading off. They are humanoid footsteps, presumably frenzies. They head off to the northeast.
I found a trail. You guys done looking around so I can...
Yeah, you keep following it. I'll be right behind you. And... it's risky, but fun. And fun is fun.
Fun is fun.
I'm just going to... because I have my Tamora bracer on my one wrist. I'm just going to... is it a pocket watch or like a wrist?
That's a pocket watch.
I'll just put it in my pocket.
I'll follow the trail.
You know, you click the top and it pops open.
Yeah. I'm just going to put it in.
Okay.
And ponder.
I'm just going to follow the trail that I found.
Okay.
Thanks, Tamora.
See Mercy following footsteps.
I follow behind.
I'm still...
You can keep the uniform page. I'm going to keep this pocket watch.
Okay.
And follow Mercy.
Lean towards his ear and I whisper, something's not right because unicorns aren't normally here. And to find a picture of a dead one is disturbing.
I'm thinking perhaps the pocket watch. It's... time dingus is set to the celestial plane, and that could be where Frenzy came from, because we know he's been plane jumping and fucking with rifts that, you know, to kill time. And, you know, he's a sciencey type dude, does experiments, whatever. He might have just seen it on the celestial plane, was really intrigued, was killing time one night and just drew what he saw. Or it could be a type of warning. Foreshadowing, if you will.
It could, because this kind, the kind of evil you'd have to be to kill a unicorn.
Yeah, I mean, and it full on looks dead, right? That if we do happen to come across it, it's already dead. There's not much we could lose. If I could have Mercy do some carving, if that wouldn't be super against anything in the Ioun handbook, because it's already dead. It's just going to go to waste and become, you know, skeletal and decay one day. That if it has a present heart, it would give me a little pickup juice. Not saying that I want to or that we should, but it's an option. Because as soon as Sam slapped me across the face, that actually gave me some pep in my step.
True.
And I continue to follow Mercy.
So, you travel for about 400 feet. footsteps keep going off to the northeast. And you find yourself in a small clearing between pine trees. And there is a frozen little pool of water. You know, a log that looks freshly sat on.
It's like one of the No Man's Sky tundra planets.
You can have inspiration. Exactly what I was going for.
You mean a sky point?
Yes. You don't...
have 1 point.
You can't see the footsteps trail off anymore. Yeah, on this point.
Either polymorphed, if he can fly, or he's somewhere around here.
He's been fucking with planes. He could have just ditched right here and like jumped into like a rift.
Yeah, but every clue that we've so far gotten has been to help. Here, Sam.
Yeah, I suck. Have you tried putting like your hands like this so you can zoom in and see better?
How about you do that? Let's see if it works.
I'm gonna do this to see if I can see anything.
Perception.
Yep. I rolled to determine how stupid I was.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
anybody else?
21 perception! It works! I'm going to do this for every perception check.
Would anybody else like to make a perception check?
Sure. 21!
No, since they both are.
Are you sure?
Oh, the chair kind of squeaked when I celebrated.
That's 16.
That's the stupidest shit. The one time I do this, I roll a 19.
15. Yeah.
Okay. So, what are you looking for exactly?
Well, she said that the track ended.
Yeah.
So I want to see if I can, because there's all those pine trees and shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see if I can see any sign of life in or around, because I know, like, deer, they like to, like, mark, you know, by, like, scraping their antlers against shit.
Yeah, they actually do that too. Territorial marking. No, they do that to brush off the
place. Yeah, see if anything is, for lack of a better term, marked this territory. You're going to take a closer look at the trees, the snow, my surroundings.
Sure. Okay. You don't find anything exactly.
Oh, shit. I rolled a 21, too.
On the tree to your right, you do notice an X carved into it. It's very small. If you rolled any lower, you wouldn't have realized it was there.
Oh, because of a 21.
George. Enough with the voice.
What, boy?
Oh my god. Oh, you're really sorry. I hate you both.
I'm going to point it out to Mercy, and if it has an X on it, does it look like it was carved at all or anything?
I did say carved.
Oh, did you? Sorry, I was very fixated on it. Cool. I'm going to point it out to Mercy because she's got, like, tridents and shit, and, you know, your great sword, you could just, like,
as pummel. You pointed out, you all do hear a crackling.
Can I tell, like, fireworks?
You hear the crackling of ice nearby.
If something's cracking.
Maybe, like, 40 yards away.
And look at the pool of water that we're by. Are we on that pool of water, or are we still on land?
I mean, you're next to that pool of water that's frozen, but, like, it
this
sounds
was
like
somewhere
it's
else.
Coming from the right, yeah.
Should we check
like,
it
if you guys
where the
are
tree
right
is marked?
Here, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's coming from over here.
Stealthily walk over there?
I will wait here, since I'm super loud.
If I cast invisibility, would it cover me and Killian?
No, you'd still be able to see the tracks because of the.
True. Guys... Oh, yeah, because if we. Even if you're invisible and you walk, there will be just little bunny footsteps. Well, flying doesn't leave anything behind.
Are you going to fly?
Yep.
Are you going to do so stealthily?
Attempt to?
How do you stealthily? I mean, I could try to stick to. Under tree canopies.
It's pine trees, right?
That'd be really low.
That's gonna be like this far off the ground.
Oh my god! No.
I think so.
I'm just gonna shoot up and see what I can see.
Give me your performance.
Come on. OG George Dice.
Okay.
No, and I'm using my wings, so 17.
Okay. How much movement do you have?
30.
Okay.
Not 25, it's amazing.
So you unfurl your wings and give it one good flap as you extend your legs and jump with it. And the snow just goes.
Felix is like covered.
You two hear the crackling stop. Uh-huh. You, however.
Uh-huh.
Can see, give me a perception as well.
George Dice, you never fail. That's just fucking great. I swear, every time I roll that fucking thing, it costs me a fucking...
Why are you using that?
I don't, because I suck.
That's
12.
Could have had an 18 if you used the other dice.
4.
That's yours. 7. 6. Nope, I'm just going to stop. How about we go with the 12?
Yeah, let's do that.
Their dice betrayed the fuck out of me, right?
Because you betrayed it. Oh, and yeah. The other one.
Payback.
So you pop up about 15, 20 feet in the air.
I go like this again.
And through the brush, you can't really see much because it's too fast that you're descending at. But you catch a glimpse of two colors. You see purple and green.
There was purple coming off of us the other day.
Uh-huh. You didn't notice that.
Oh. Well, shit. Only Mercy saw that. Okay, only Mercy saw that. Got it. Oh. Can I get an idea of size based on the amount of noise they're making?
No.
Okay. I'll just shoot back down. I think there's two things. One is purple, one is green.
Do you see anything what it could be?
I think it's like itty bitty because there was nothing there. It was just colors. It was real pretty. I was kind of taken aback by its beauty that.
How about we just go towards it and see what it could be?
You can do that, and I will flank you multiple feet distance.
What do you think?
I like the idea.
And you can go on the other side.
Yeah.
So we'll have like Mercy in the center and we'll just be like diagonal.
You know, she'll be the spearhead.
You guys have to be right behind me because if not, you guys are going to be a lot slower than me.
I got 35.
Yeah, but the terrain. That halves it for you guys.
I can like hover.
Okay.
I'll hover.
So what are we doing?
Like Cupid and Smite?
Heading towards the noise. You're heading what?
Towards the noise. Or where we heard it from.
Stealthily?
Sure, I can try.
Oh no. We've made a big mistake.
Let's give this a go.
It is snow.
Yeah.
So I will give you advantage.
Ooh. Yeah,
there's like that Will Arnett gif of 16. I've made a huge mistake. 16. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Very good for Mercy.
Yeah.
High five!
Can you open that window? I Knuckles? Am burning up right now.
I'm
oh, Roman.
Yeah.
Going to go stealthily towards the sound.
Perceptions and wisdom, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
Fantastic.
Don't mind me.
Ew.
George is rubbing his balls.
I was going to say, good thing it's only audio, but there goes that. I had to adjust.
You really think your friends would just, let that go?
Our
friends would just let that go?
Are you stealthing?
Because we have.
Sure, yeah. I'm the sneakiest one of the fucking group. Still. That's still an 18.
I'm better than you.
Hey, this here. See, that would have been a 29.
Then you are you all investigating what the noise is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's just lead war kind of off to the side.
Are you separate from him now?
Yeah, I'm on her right side.
Okay. Where is Killian?
On her left.
Since they're both investigating, do we both have one thing that we can do?
I was just heading to see what the noise...
I guess.
Can I...
You can choose to make an ability check. Like, perception.
Magic, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I will ready a banishment.
Do you have quiet?
Quiet spell? No.
I'm going to...
Yep.
Would it be perception for traps?
Well,
or survival, whichever.
Yeah. I mean, if you're out in the open, you don't really feel like any traps would be set.
That
That's where you could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, the dungeon master is telling you that.
Good.
This gets episode 17.
21. Okay.
21. We'll wait for Jen to get back.
Mercy squats behind a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all we hear is grunting.
We just hear the sizzle of snow.
Oh no! It's all the obsidian. She ate Taco Bell when I wasn't looking.
What were you trying to do? Mm-hmm. Casting a...
I was readying a banishment, so if
right.
I see that purple or green, I have that prepared that... I won't just throw it on, you know, willy-nilly, but...
Roll me just a straight d20.
Oh, geez. I'll take a 16.
Okay.
I've been very with my rolls today, so 16, I'll fucking take it. You know, I had a couple of high ones, but that's just thanks to...
You're a high
being... one. Okay.
I'm just gonna ignore all of that.
Hello.
It's my money and I need it now.
Oh, don't fucking
don't
start.
It's always uncomfortable.
Whew.
What?
I just realized something.
You look down as you finished peeing and the snow is completely melted. You can see the terrain finally. And it's very stony.
So I pee... What?
It's very stony.
Under the snow is stone.
Really?
It did not very snow. Dehydrated, by the way. It's very boring.
Just go around eating the snow.
I mean, it's more like Powerade and less like...
Oh... You need electrolytes, not water. So we just need someone to cast Shocking Grasp.
Electrolytes! Shut up, George!
George! George! George! George!
How far away are we from...
Ah, yes. Make perception checks. What was yours?
21.
21.
Match sees 19 plus
2, 21
as well.
16.
What,
okay.
Twins!
So, you all notice it as Felix, you kind of like turn Mercy's head a little bit so she can see it better. You see, Killian,
mm-hmm.
the purple and green colored thing.
Oh, yes.
actually, I have a text for it. Oh.
Perhaps you should text Jen instead.
Why?
No, he's looking up.
I thought you were going to send me something.
No,
it's okay, buddy.
I was writing it down because Killian's fucking perception was so bad that I thought it was two different things. It's just one thing.
No, you both got a 21, so I have to tell you both anyway. So you see this large creature standing over this pool of ice, very frozen, but like it's cracking under it, basically. And you see the scene of you see an elk laying next to it, and as you look a little closer, you know, you grab those little fake binoculars with your hands.
They've worked twice now.
You see the elk's head actually being grabbed by the antlers, and it slowly gets detached from its
body.
You can see all like the
elks are
guts
huge,
and
dude.
Stuff
mm-hmm.
pour out
That's
of the body.
Elk.
And you see the tendons attached from the head as it begins to feast on it.
Ew.
And the purple and green coat of fur... is actually now being stained with red. And the ice is becoming very slippery with blood.
Great.
How far away?
About 40 feet.
Can we break the ice?
Cool.
It, like, travel?
Well, let's see, because I did have it readied. In absolute fear, I'm just going to be like, ah! And throw my banishment out at it.
Do you want to?
Yes.
It doesn't notice you.
Yes, I would like to.
You're a dumbass.
I could literally just make this thing bleep out of existence if it works. How far is banishment? 60.
60.
And it's 40.
Right. What level are you casting at?
Fourth.
And what is the save?
Charisma,
great.
Yep, DC of 16.
And you grab stat block. Please fail.
Yeah, I was going to say, if this fails, then who's the dumbass because I made something literally not exist anymore?
This is a negative roll.
See? Charisma's good.
What was the DC?
16.
And what happens to it?
It's banished. It goes back to wherever it came from.
Oh.
Banishment. Like, so, what would have happened to the hag?
Right. So you see it, you shout at it, right?
Like, that's yeah, yeah, like, yeah, I'm momentarily just, like, paralyzed in fear, and I'm just like, ah, please! And just whip it out and hope that it works.
As you both
that's all I can do is hope.
Just kind of like scared shout at it. You can see like this very visible yet like transparent vocal cord just rush out and to the beast. And the beast looks up like dead you in the eyes. This is an abominable yeti.
Oh, a yeti! Great!
Yeah. and as you cast banishment on it,
yeah.
It poofs. And then reforms.
No, hey, it's home.
How would you know that?
I would thought with all the snow.
Yeah, it could have gone literally anywhere.
Okay.
So it is running full sprint at you guys. That's full initiative.
It could have gone back to Snow World. It could have gone back to the Prime Material Plane.
Snow World.
Did I have enough time to attune to my new dragon orb amulet thing overnight?
4 hours, right?
Yeah. Because if I did, I have advantage on that.
I need to check the specs on that, actually.
It did work.
It did. It really did.
Just wasn't expecting
it to already be home.
To just come back. That's the fucking best part, that it's like, yes! Oh, no!
Alrighty. It'd be worse if it just appeared behind us, as we thought it finally went away.
Oh. Yeah. It probably came back and went,
no, I mean, that's a great visual of, it was just that roller coaster.
Talk about a bump. I'm not just going straight down. Straight down.
Well, no, it started down in fear, went up because it worked, and then went back down.
Make me a performance check.
Sure. Oh, shit. 25.
Absolutely.
19, yeah.
It is now stirring.
Oh, shit. I don't have the dingus.
What? Oh.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about the beast.
Yeah, just give me your phone.
It gains the additional property determined by the family of the dragon whose horde it became stirring.
Yeah, which was gold.
It is metallic, so a creature that you can see within 30 feet of you makes a saving throw. You can use your reaction to give them advantage.
I'm looking her up right now.
So how are we in this makeshift?
Oh, this isn't the fight.
Oh!
No.
Okay.
This is just one of them.
The Grung is the ultimate battle master, so that's why he's on the other side of the map.
What was the exact name of it?
Dragon Controlled Focus?
I'd leave it to Felix, yeah.
You're always on Killian, so.
Right. Dragon Touched Focus, my bad.
Okay, Dragon Touched.
You're not
remembered the acronym down to fuck DTF.
Yep. Got it. Thank you.
Alrighty. So, what do we got for initiatives?
15.
19.
24.
Ho, ho, ho,
ho! Only because of nat 20 and the 4 from my initiative.
Mine's negative 1. What?
My thaumaturgy sheet has all my weird stuff on it. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so let's see. How do I keep rolling that number? Okay, 25 to 20.
24.
20 to 15.
14.
Yep.
What is seduce?
Oh my god.
I'll deal with your BS later.
I mean, he could seduce it with his succulent legs. Well, that'd probably put it in a trance because it's going to go after.
Right?
This thing eats rabbits.
Oh,
so
no!
Since I have that many, I can regain that, do this, and then we run.
What are you even asking?
I can make that a zero to regain this. This goes away, so I can use one of these. Okay. I can use that, and then we just ditch.
Leave Mercy to die.
Oh my god.
No, or... you beat the hell out of it. It's up to you.
Am I still at... what am I at for my Eldridge? Because I know a lot of...
Oh, yeah, your damage dice.
Your normal is a d10, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I made you go to a d6. And then, as soon as you enter the Feywild, you get a little bit of a juice up. So,
d8.
That's not bad.
Yeah, 1d8.
Well, you can roll the hit twice, and if they both hit, that's 2d8. Or beat the hell out of it. Let's go!
Oh, I'm guessing hit 2 wouldn't hit.
Definitely.
12?
Misses. Well, add your modifier in the middle.
Did you add the modifier?
Yeah.
Well, then it would be...
Yeah, you got a plus 9 to both of those, buddy.
11...
Misses.
12 and
9.
Wow.
21.
21.
Hit. So 1d8. Plus 5. 7. Damage?
Yeah.
And that's force damage, right?
Yes.
7?
7.
Perfect. It looks pissed. Killian!
Oh, good, great.
Unless you had anything more that you wanted to do.
How
action...
far away am I from?
40 feet.
That's we are distance. Going to... How far is my misty step taking?
Either I have it or you do. 30 feet.
You have movement.
That's what I'm trying to figure.
It is half, though.
Difficult terrain.
First time I'm using it.
Yeah, I was like such a smarty pants, and then I just go back to being an idiot.
So normally it's 30 feet, so be down to 15.
Your movement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to move 15 feet over.
Towards?
Away.
Or away.
Okay. Far away. That's the way, buddy.
So you are now 40 plus 15, 55
feet.
Kill him.
Would it be my action to ask Felix a question?
It would take an entire turn for him to answer.
So he could answer now. Oh, shit, but that... Oh, right, then I still wouldn't know.
He could answer it on his turn.
And I need to know now. Yeah. Okay. Well,
You could maybe use message, but you're going to have to make it be your action.
Got it. All right, so as I do this, I'm just going to yell out, I really hope that you guys don't hate me for this, and I'm going to cast a fireball right underneath its feet.
Okay,
so it has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Let's see how we on that.
Fireball,
it's 40 feet away. So you got 40 feet.
Why don't I have the card for fireball? What's wrong with you? Do you have your phone? Uh-huh. I swear it is, but let's just...
I know the range is definitely capable, but I'm wondering about the AoE.
Yeah, so 150-foot range, AoE is a 20-foot radius sphere.
20-foot radius.
Yeah.
Okay, so nothing... You guys wouldn't be in the AoE.
Correct. And I could always careful spell it. But yeah,
fantastic.
Deck save on its behalf. What is... Maybe I shouldn't roll that one anymore.
No.
What is the...
Dex of 16. I, however, have to re-roll one of my damage dice because we can no longer read it.
Okay.
So,
well, it failed.
Okay, good. And I'll re-roll this one. So, that's 18 points of fire damage.
18?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Great, I have to open my calculator now.
I think I'm going to use this.
And I have now learned that this die should probably be retired because there are two numbers that we can no longer read on it.
Just throw it away.
It's a legend.
Throw it away because Roman will get to it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can use that.
I'm working on it.
How far away from it am I?
40 feet. You are all 40 feet, except for Felix.
Yeah, I'm 55.
Can I use my bonus action to, like, make an insight check on it or something? I want to see who's pissed it off the most.
Sure.
Obviously me right now.
11.
That was a nat 20.
Oh!
No. You have no idea.
Okay.
If it had, like, three eyes, it'd be staring at each of you.
In that case, I'm just going to, like a gorilla, pound my chest at it. Like I'm challenging it. Like, dead stare at it.
Okay.
You touch my Felix. Yeah.
Mercy.
Hold on, one second.
Oh, it's bottom initiative. We're a pussy. Who said that?
Oh my God, George.
Oh my God.
It's in the water right now?
No.
Oh, so it didn't melt through?
No.
Okay.
It's very solid ice.
Damn it.
Okay.
Like, you're surprised it cracked, even.
Hey, it cracked.
No, it cracked because of him.
Oh, yeah. Not because of my fireball?
No.
Then I'm going to...
Killian's going to take 1 point of psychic damage.
You said it's 40 feet away from us?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even...
He was so proud of himself and just...
Oh, you would think...
Okay, I...
Did you see the elk carcass burned up?
Hey, that's a plus.
You took the meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond cooked.
I like it. It's well, well done, sir.
It's crunchy.
Hey, stop eating red meat. We've talked about this.
I'm going to use Moonbeam.
Ooh, that's fun. What saving throw is that?
I believe it's Wisdom. I just want to check Mercy's temperature.
Con.
Uh-oh.
It's con?
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's a Yeti. This thing is packed of constitution.
Yeah. But I can't get any closer to it. Do you have a D10?
I have 4 of them. Which one would you like?
Doesn't matter.
The lucky one.
Uses.
Except if I use that one, it's me using
what's
the fiddle.
DC?
Your spell save.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
That's another nat 20.
At least it's using it here and not
look
for damage.
Eric,
right?
Look at this. That's a fucking 20. That's the second 20 in a row. I haven't done this in years.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
So this, okay. Does the flyer, after a long streak gain, or is it a one-time use?
Oh, it's a fiddle.
It's half of 24.
Sorry,
fiddle.
I should have mentioned that before.
12 then. That's halved.
Does it what?
Does it, like, after a long rest, do the charges come back, or is it just
one and done? Ooh. You know, a 6 on this D6 is a potion.
Well,
it was 24, but it got half.
Yeah, that's why
damage?
I was thinking it could be
cool
for the alchemist.
And what kind of damage did you get?
Radiant.
Radiant.
I know stuff.
12?
Yes.
George knows things.
Can I keep this until...
Move my bonus action.
I'll get closer to it just by 10.
So 30 feet.
No, I just want to move 10 feet.
Yes. You
closer to it.
Yes.
You
so 30 feet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry. I don't know. Shut up.
40 minus 10 is hard for Jen.
She'll give you a hard.
What's
you didn't move any closer to it, did you?
Mm-hmm. I just stayed put.
Okay. Yeti's turn. He's real angry at you, kid.
Yeah. I pounded my chest at.
Use 3D10s or 4D10s at this level? If I used it at all. I was wanting to probably use
it
at a higher.
Just what is it at base damage? So 2D. First level spell, 2D10. So 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Oh, I don't know why I still have it.
So,
me neither.
Leader, can you tell me how many slots I have for my spells? Because I accidentally erased them.
Okay. 18.
Misses. For a day, my AC is 19.
That's fun. Okay.
You did it!
So it runs up to you, shreds at you, misses both.
I do like the SpongeBob when he ripped the shirt and he has a giant chest.
Make a constitution save.
You got it, boss.
So it's melee to him?
We're gonna reroll that. Okay. Where's my constitution? There. 22.
Oh, fantastic.
15 plus 7? Yeah.
So you are not paralyzed.
Can I
feel what my back's going to
since I made an attack on him, can I use my reaction as a sentinel?
Sentinel.
To attack him?
Do what?
She has a sentinel feat, so can she use her reaction to hit it?
Is it on it?
Yeah, because it's within melee of me.
I mean, if it's a reaction, then You can do it then, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
That's why she was asking.
You don't have to ask.
Just do it. Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Man, that's been years.
25.
Just barely.
To hit. George's.
It just glances it.
25?
Yeah,
to hit.
Fucking team.
7. Fuck you.
George, fuck you. 7?
Mm-hmm.
Damage?
Yep.
Oh, but it can't. But on its turn, it can't move, and I don't think it can take reactions now either because of Sentinel.
Yeah, his speed goes to 0.
Oh.
And that's bludgeoning.
Well, what did you hit it with?
My greatsword.
No, that's piercing.
Piercing. I don't fucking know the difference.
Bludgeoning, baseball bat.
Oh.
Hammer, baseball bat.
She just held onto the blade and went whack.
Just whack it on the
head. Stabby, piercing, sword slash.
No, no, she held it blade end and poked it with the pommel.
Just fucking whacks it in the skull. <and killed. laughs>
Yep. Why am I using it wrong?
Shit.
And butts. Yeah. Shit, shit, and butts.
Oh,
shit,
it's an AOE and butts. Now. Perfect. All of you make a concert.
Do you not like my dance? These constitution saving throws are on fire. 23.
Succeed.
19.
I can't roll to hit, but if I need a saving throw.
you can do it now.
I won't deal any damage,
so you
bro.
All take
it all
23
in.
Poison damage.
Shit. Didn't I see poison damage?
And on each of its turns, I'm going to roll a d8, and you're going to take that poison.
Oh, since I was attacked, I have to roll. Wait for my turn.
Oh.
Is it 23?
Yes.
Because of the hearsam juice, do I take the full 23?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, hang on.
I got you guys, don't worry.
Alright, and it is Felix's turn.
I'm gonna have the fucking fastest turn in history.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, I got you guys.
You're good, right?
I got
you. I know you're fine.
Okay.
So. Killing and Felix are right.
Main concern.
Don't worry about it.
How much health you got, Killian?
I'm fine.
How much health?
44.
44? Yeah.
Okay. Me. I don't know what he's got. He ain't losing his mouth right now.
This is bad.
This is a good thing I'm not rolling to hit next turn.
What you got?
Dirty 20 for 1.
Yep.
17 for the other.
Yep.
It's a little wasty. Packed with HP. There's the DM inspiration. There it is.
Sweet, no disadvantage.
There you go.
25 for damage.
Woo!
Fantastic. Very nice.
That's a spicy
I did
meat ball.
You see it visibly stumble back a little bit.
Ooh. I got you.
Movement, bonus action.
Don't you worry about healing. I got you.
I'm good, I think.
Okay, Killian.
Fastest turn in history. I'm casting a second level Cure Wounds, and I'm twin spelling it. I already scratched off my sorcery points and my spell slot, so it's just to see how much I heal Felix and myself.
Okay.
So that is... I have an 8 and a 3, so 11 plus 5... 16 to both of us.
So that's your turn?
You said 16, right?
Yeah.
No movement, right?
No movement. Weird bonus action. Because why not? I'm exhausted and it's going to be fun. Can I reach into my pocket and pull out that pocket watch and hit the thing on top of it to see if it pops open?
Yeah, and it does.
Do I see anything? Does it do anything?
It's a clock.
Like just clockwork mechanisms, all that?
It is literally a clock.
It's just a watch! That's my turn.
Okay.
I rain down celestial grace on me and Felix, and then I just yell, it's just a watch!
18 for both of my attacks.
Both
hit. Oh, you rolled the same on both dice?
Yeah.
You're so cool.
One of them I'm going to use Divine Smite as well.
Yeah, of course you
are. What is the trophy? Hell, he's using Divine Smite.
Yeah.
I'm in one of those, like, tired but energetic moods.
You're in a burst. That's what I call them.
17 for the first hit.
Okay.
I mean, for the first damage. And for the second.
27
total. And then I get a roll for my concentration for the moonbeam. Forgot about that. 17.
You took 20-something damage, so it would drop.
Oh, it dropped. Okay. I completely forgot about that. Yes.
The poison thing.
Then I'm good.
Oh, no, wait. Do you have to roll the damage, or is it half of it?
What do you mean?
For your concentration. Yeah.
Okay.
So
drop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Movement.
No.
It's just a watch.
Yeti's turn. You heard it, Mercy.
I did.
You heard it real good. You also heard it.
Yeah.
I didn't.
It doesn't like Mercy right now.
I didn't heard it.
No, you didn't.
Can I roll an animal handling
check? Oh my god.
Absolutely not.
Can I roll a seduction check?
With extreme disadvantage.
So it's like 4d20. Oh god.
Okay, that is 22 to hit.
Misses.
What?
It's 23 for the 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Meets beats. Fuck yeah. And one attack. Let's go. Oh yeah. Also, you all take 6 poison.
As I'm scratching off that 6 poison, do I have a reaction?
Would I?
Yeah.
I would like to favored by the gods. It's to hit roll against Mercy.
No.
So I would be taking 2d4 away from it's to hit.
Oh. No, I didn't.
So that 23 that was like exact, subtract 7 from.
To be honest, when you did this poison, could I have used Sailor Shibuk?
No, I nerfed this fucker. I nerfed it real good.
Every time we're in combat, I'm having, like, this internal chess match with Styler, and I was just waiting, like, if he fucking rolls to hit.
So it swipes at you, catches your armor, and then you just see it, like, retract its nails.
Like a kitty.
But it did hit. Technically it didn't because of you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Alright.
Like,
In that case, I'm
gonna know that it's like me and Tamora that caused it, but Mercy doesn't know, and I'm just gonna
con save everyone. So is this really gonna be the only way?
Don't be mad, it'd be poppy. Another con, yes, 18.
8.
17.
Succeed, fail, fail.
Is... one moment. Did you say Felix failed?
And mm-hmm. Mercy.
And Mercy.
It's a saving throw, is it not?
It is.
And my orb is now stirring, so I can grant advantage.
You can't.
Why not?
Who would you like to grant advantage to?
Felix, oh, don't forget you have a plus 3 because you're near me, too.
What was your roll already? It was... I got 7, right?
No, it was...
17.
17 total, yeah. So it would have been a 30-20.
I tried, man.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now it's a 10.
Both fail.
I tried!
He did try.
Well, if I would have known about the plus 3 from her earlier...
I gave you a freebie.
So that is 45 to you two, 23 to Felix.
Oh, I'm unconscious.
I'm unconscious then. I think. Let me check.
Rolling death save.
What's the poison that got me? Yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, you said 43?
45.
And 23 to me.
It could have been worse. It's 10d8.
I'm close to being unconscious.
45 is half of what max damage could be.
I'm down to 9.
Yeah, if the poison wouldn't have hit me, then I would have been fine.
The 6 points?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I'm down to 9.
So you're not unconscious, that's good. What's your max HP?
Mine?
Yeah.
78, but I was at 50.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I was going to say, you should have went down in this fight.
Yeah, I didn't rest. This is why I wanted to rest.
I did, and I'm down to 9, so...
Yeah.
Shit.
That's okay.
I'm just going to take a nap.
We've got you on top of the round, because that should end its turn.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I didn't say anything. I'm just sitting here.
Right. Well, in that case, Mr. Seven Hell. Crying is a free action. George, quit picking.
I'm not.
Stop picking your nose.
Nose, finger, knuckle.
22 for the one.
There are things in there that need out.
Then use a goddamn tissue or napkin, something.
Okay, come here.
I hate you.
Specify.
You better not be doing it at my parents' house either.
I have to redo math because of a child, okay? Fantastic. 15 for one of them.
Are you damaging?
Yeah.
You are bold.
I got you. Trust in Killian.
22 for the other.
15 and 22?
Yes.
Damage? Or to hit?
To hit.
To hit.
Both succeed. I was gonna say, that's a lot of damage.
23 for damage.
23 for damage?
Yes.
You're positive?
Yes.
How do you want to kill it?
I bet you hit it exact. Or it had 22.
2 hit points. Over. There's that 21 thanks to Mercy.
I am going to walk up to it and point blank right at its face. Guess.
Oh, like a crater
of energy? Right through, splitting it in half.
You all witness a U-shape be burrowed into this Yeti's skull.
I don't. I'm
Mercy
passed
does
out.
Mercy doesn't.
Yeah. We'll tell you about it later.
As Felix does that, I rush over to Mercy and tap a Spare the Dying on her.
Only Spare the Dying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And after I'm done with...
Spell slots are a son of a bitch right now, so for now, a Spare the Dying will do.
What is that?
You have a hit point.
So, as you do that, yeah. And you are finally back up, you all hear a very swift whoosh and a bunch of, like, snow being, like, stepped on or landed on. And in front of you appears a old wizard.
Hello, Frenzy.
Let's save that for next session.
Hello. And that's where we're at.
We were trying to find him this whole time, and he fucking found us.
You didn't look far enough in the tree.
Motherfucker! Oh, I rolled a 12!
Bye, everyone.
Bye, peeps.
See you next week.